Even with such a young and inexperienced team going to the mats this season, ACGC has been able to stand tall and finish at the top in some tough matches. Just on Saturday, Cadence Peterson finished in second, while Piper Downing came in third in weight classes 190 and 135 respectively. Head coach Matt Dahl was proud of what both girls were able to accomplish in their respective matches.
We are definitely showing some improvement. It's actually been pretty fun to watch them all develop into the type of wrestler they want to be. So yeah, I was pretty proud of those two for Peterson and Downey, both new to the sport. And I mean, they're just sticking to the basics, and I mean, we're wrestling really well. So
ACGC's top wrestler this season has been JC Baker. The sophomore currently holds a record of 18-8 on the season and is conditioned well to be successful in multiple matches. As these matches continue down the season, the experience builds for this young wrestler.
She's been one that's just wanted to get better. And I mean, she's just a pretty strong, tough individual. And those losses that we have, it's just experience. I mean, we're wrestling hard and we're just getting caught in certain positions that we're just, that's not something that I've taught. I mean, even today we were able to work on some things that we saw on Saturday and just how to improve those. But overall, yeah, she's had a really good season. And she's just wanted to get better, and she's pushed the rest of the team too. So
this group of girls has slowly come together to form a team, as they've only helped each other improve this season while building that chemistry with one another. Many people think that wrestling is just a solo sport, but with your team, it only helps you push to become a better wrestler out on the mats.
You know what? At the beginning, I felt like, I mean, not a lot of them knew each other that well. I mean, they knew each other from school. It's a pretty small school, but I mean, anytime you're getting pushed every day, I mean, they're all going through the same thing. So whenever you have that in common with the rest of the team, I think you start building that bond. And we're a small team, so everyone wrestles each other. I think as far as chemistry with the team, they're getting a lot closer, and it's been fun to see that. I mean, bus rides are a lot louder than they were at the beginning of the year, but it's been fun.
While the girls have been able to stick to the basics, both Peterson and Downing have continued to quote unquote show up to every practice and duel with the intent to get better and earn a win. ACGC may not show it in their stat sheets this season, but they've taken leaps and bounds from November to January.
Both of those girls, and even the rest of the team, but they're just sticking to what they know. They're staying in good position. I'm not showing them anything too crazy, and I think we're at the point where we're ready to move in on to the next level. But as far as, you know, sticking to the basics, just your classic wrestling, both those girls have just been showing up to practice, and I mean, they've been putting in the work, and yeah, I've been pretty proud of both those, and really all of them too.
The Chargers return back to the mats on Monday, January 15th at the East Sac County Girls Wrestling Tournament at 5:30 p.m. I'm Zach Kellens reporting.